Law of Reform. After these rather tedious details, I would like to focus on our original question, law or laws, and ask if we were not completely mistaken to engage in law reform rather than thinking about reforming our relationship with law. This sounds perhaps frivolous, but is not meant to be. My perspective and effort for a new solution is serious and not just a leisure occupation. I have now researched on these topics for exactly 22 years, as I did my first basic research in spring 1985, and I have invested sufficient time, energy, and resources so as to get a rather precise idea of how this paradigm change in sexuality is to come about. For most feminist authors, the idea of a basically new societal attitude regarding love and sexuality is surely a point on their agenda. Nobody doubts this. And yet, when we rest with ideological positions, a larger perspective of truth seems to be impossible, as we will stay with our bias. This is why my first research study was rejected by global academic publishers, a Boylov editor in the United States and Netherlands, who had namely published Dr. Brongersma's books. They thought my views were not radical enough and too much on the line of feminist ideas. That is what they told me. Myself not being addicted to feminism, the reply of the editor surprised me, but it showed me to what extent most people think in established categories, unable to view life and problems from different angles. I do not need to be a feminist to correctly report what feminist authors think and write on a certain topic. And when I just leave it out from my study because I don't like feminism, I am not a scientific author, but a pamphlet smearer. And in fact, I think we are clearly in an impasse when we begin to reform impossible laws, laws that were basically made during times of extreme irrationality and by highly violent, secular, and religiously fundamentalist governments of the past, and that in many respects violate our most cherished constitutional guarantees. When we see that we are perhaps able to do that paradigm change right now in our own consciousness, by looking differently at the problem or our basic question. What do we want? Love or laws? What do we need in a future society that is based on rational and freedom-loving principles and that respects the individual and trusts the citizen? More and more laws? I am not preaching a gospel here, and I do not talk about an idealist principle. I am in fact against idealism and ideals because they are truly destructive, as Krishnamurti has shown, and because they have contributed a great deal to the present chaos of violence, superficial and blindfolding entertainment, environmental pollution, and the ruthless massacre of many of our most precious native cultures. When we talk about love, we do not talk about an ideal. Love is an energy that is all present in the cosmos. Love in all its forms, also as physical love, is part of life, of energy, and not a mental concept. And as such, it is reality, do what you will. Thus, when I talk about love, I talk about reality, the reality of nature or of the universe. All in the universe is based upon love, or what I call the love pattern, and seven other dynamic patterns of living I have discovered. And this has been proven in the meantime by quantum physics. And that is by itself a major scientific paradigm change that throws us, if we want or not, into the holistic science paradigm of the 21st century. When we are at all serious as scientists or as childcare professionals or child psychologists, lawyers or judges, We cannot continue to close our eyes in front of children's emotional, tactile, and sexual needs. And we cannot continue absolving society for mutilating the child's emotional and sexual wholeness and transforming children into schizoid personalities through the collective denial of our most basic and important emotions. And we cannot continue to justify abhorrently unjust, irrational, and perverse laws with the smeary and non-verifiable argument they protected our children, while we know for sure that the best protection is freedom and love.